This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Post-Birthday World by Lionel Shriver, read by Helen Johns.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Nobody's perfect. Known fact. For Jay. Chapter 1. What began as coincidence had crystallized into tradition. On the 6th of July, they would have dinner with Ramsay Acton on his birthday. 5 years earlier, Irina had been collaborating with Ramsay's then-wife, Jude Hartford, on a children's book. Jude had made social overtures, abjuring the airy, "We really must get together sometime," feints common to London, which can carry on indefinitely without threatening to clutter your diary with a real time and place. Jude had seemed driven to nail down a foursome so that her illustrator could meet her husband, Ramsay. Or, no, she'd said, "My husband, Ramsay Acton." The locution had stood out. Irina assumed that Jude was prideful, in that wearing feminist way, about the fact that she'd not taken her husband's surname. But then, it is always difficult to impress the ignorant.